Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thescope. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show with a deep appreciation for plaid. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
It's the first show of the cycle, so that means we're catching up after the break. Plus, we're going to discuss all the hot news stories of the moment and tell you what's on top in pop culture.
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, Scope kids. That's all I have, Jared. I'm trying to keep the show lean and mean. That's it.
So lean and
we'll see
mean.
You later, everybody. All right.
Scope. If you have emails, send them to
comments at thescopeshow.com.
We're not sure what show they'll be in, but we'll use them somewhere.
You know, if they're not, this is my new philosophy. Obviously, this is our first second cycle of the new format.
Yeah.
And so everything's sort of brand new again as far as how we do stuff. So I got a bunch of comments. Some things were specific to certain things. Others were just sort of general comments that could kind of fit in anywhere. So I have enough comments to spread them out over three shows. So I like that. I'm happy about that.
I'm shocked. I love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are back. It's been a few weeks since you've last heard from us, and we've got a lot of stuff to share. We've got a big show coming up. We're doing a fantastic edition of Under the Scope. But not too long ago, our good friend Adam, he moved. He's been doing all sorts of things. This guy is crazy. He's got a new house now.
Mm-hmm.
He is... What else are you doing, Adam, that it's new and
going
shiny?
Going to college.
He's going back to college, Jared.
Wow.
I'm on the diving team.
What are we studying?
Are you doing the triple Lindy?
I'm doing the triple Lindy.
Are you doing a philosophy major? What are you doing?
Yeah, philosophy major with a minor in
interior design.
Astrobiology.
No, I was interior design.
I was going to say cosmetology.
Metaphysics.
Which is the one that's the hair styling to look like outer space? What's that called?
I like that. That's
cosmetology.
That's what that is. And then also,
you're learning the flock of seagulls.
It combines then horoscopes into it also.
Oh, I like that.
That's quite a broad major there. I mean,
well,
I'm sure
you don't want to.
He could find a job. He get a job anywhere.
I'm sure
that.
You'll find work.
Very marketable.
I'm sure you'll find work.
Also, journalism,
right?
Because that's the art that never dies.
Yeah.
So yeah, Adam has.
Don't you have to start a blog for that now? And that you get journalism credits.
I started three blogs.
Right. How those working?
They
out?
All source each other, so it's perfect. Oh. I have multiple sources.
That's great.
For every story.
You could break a story.
And all the pictures for the story, you take yourself on a crappy little camera phone because who needs real photojournalism?
Yeah, Chicago Tribune. Yeah.
So like the newsroom, you're already ready to go. If you've got a story, you could also confirm it with two sources, and then you can go live with it.
You got it,
just like that. All right, that's a great racket. I like it.
This guy's got it all figured out.
He's the new Will.
Adam S.
He's the new Will McAvoy. Yeah.
So, Adam, beyond figuring out the world of journalism and house buying, I noticed on Facebook not too long ago you were talking about how you almost got into a fist fight, a massive fight with someone over some sort of softball kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Is that true? And if so, please explain, sir.
Well, my lawyer has kind of insinuated I shouldn't talk about it while litigation's still pending.
Well,
is your lawyer yourself?
Yes. I'm also, I have a lawyer... a whole law team at my disposal now also.
Awesome.
I just talked to your lawyer. He said you're free to talk about it.
Oh, perfect.
Good job.
Just got off the phone with him.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I play an E-League softball.
What is the E-League?
That's the lowest league.
Electronic league?
Yeah. That is the lowest league.
You play over Skype.
Right. It's like
email,
actually.
It's a text-based
actually.
Adventure
yes.
game, Jared.
It's turn-based.
Use the WASD controls for that?
Computer throws ball. Swing bat.
It's turn-based.
Do not understand what swing means.
Turn-based electronic softball. I love it. Gives you time to hit a health potion before, or a strength potion or something.
So our team is, we have two teams from work. One is a co-ed team and one is a men's team. And the co-ed team has never won in any season.
Ever. Or
no, we've never had a win.
Is that because girls aren't good at softball?
The team that girls are on, we've never won.
It's a joke, people.
The men's league, we're usually about 500.
It's like Big Brother in here. It's racism and sexism.
We haven't been racist yet. Let's give it.
Yet. Give it a minute.
We've got three shows to record, so space it out.
So it's E-League, which means it's basically beer league or below beer league, and we play it at this
Bourbon League.
Yeah. We play it at this bar that has three fields attached to it up in the northern suburbs.
Are they nice fields or all weed covered?
There's a bar that has its own softball fields attached.
Well, there used to be two because Pav's used to have the exact same thing. But this place, Bebop's, is a bar and restaurant.
Yeah.
And then they have a giant area next to it that they own that has three softball/kickball fields, a bunch of volleyball courts.
Wow.
Beach volleyball. Yeah,
I'm amazed that such a thing exists, and I think it's a fantastic idea.
Right? It's incredibly smart.
Well, they could push it one step further by expanding into a whole bunch of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed bars. You've got Bebops that you play at. You could have a Rocksteady, maybe Krang's.
Yeah. Maybe
let's meet them all down at Krang's, Jared.
Yeah, I'd rather go to Shredder's.
I would go to a bar called Krang's.
It's a skate park attached.
The Technodrome.
Yeah.
It's the basement comedy club.
So does this place have like those big metal tubs with ice and Coronas in them sitting outside just waiting to sell to thirsty kickballers?
No, what about hot buxom ladies?
I mean, there are volleyball players. Okay. So and those ladies are attractive ladies.
All right.
So anyway, our team's never won. We were playing a team that had a winning record. And, you know, the way that it works, there's mercy rules. So if you are down by 20 runs after three innings, it's over.
They just go slit everyone's throats.
They sneak up behind them and shiv them.
Or if you're down by 15 or 10 as the game goes on, they end the game. So, you know, we're used to that happening. This is nothing new.
You're two or three innings, you're done. You're trying to hit the ball.
It's like a 20-minute game every time.
And then you get sloshed.
And we get a free pitcher of beer, you know, with our drink ticket for playing there because it costs $600 for the team.
What's the name of your team, by the way?
The Campus Crushers.
Hmm.
Well, it's not my... I didn't invent it.
Neither Jared or I are impressed with the Campus.
Well, if you had invented the name, what would you have come up with?
I don't, something racist. I mean, no, like the name would have just been, quote, something racist.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on board with that.
Good.
That fits in.
The Jewy Shekels? I don't know.
What do you, Jewy Shekels?
Yeah.
Really? Not every softball team has to have a two-name...
Worst Jew ever.
Team. Name.
So I got upset because... They were already winning by a lot, and they were taking extra bases, which means when you could have gotten a double, you're taking, you know, you're going to third just because.
They were just grandstanding at
this
point.
Running fast? Is that what that means?
Like they are, like they're sliding.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're going to win.
Look how badass we are. Yeah. We are going to crush you utterly and completely.
And that doesn't make me upset because that happens all the time. What makes me upset is then when we have a catcher who, so you know Mike. I don't know if Jared.
I know Mike. Is it the same one?
It's the same guy. It's a very uncommon name.
Yeah. There's only one Mike when it really comes. It's like the Borg. They all share a conscience.
Okay, that's fair. I believe
that. His wife, I don't know if you've ever met his wife. She's probably 75 pounds. And she was playing catcher just because. And this guy he was on third base, and there was no need for him to run home, and he wanted to play at the plate. And so, we had to throw
it. Was it on his bucket list or something?
Maybe.
It's Morgan Freeman.
I kind of doubt it.
I'll ride him to the plate. Sorry.
And he basically slid into Sarah.
Edge. Turned her into
which
dust.
We've established is she weighs 75 pounds.
She exploded.
Right. She was okay.
She's like one of those triple bags of Old Dutch potato chips, if you're from this region.
The boxes, though.
A popping sound.
The box with the three bags. That's about what she weighs.
So I was upset at that. Because
and you're manager of this team, aren't you?
I'm one of the three co-managers, because if anything, a team with no wins needs three managers.
Yeah, that might be part of the problem right straight away, Jared.
Right.
That is not any bit of the problem.
They're all fighting over the batting order.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're fighting over who has to do the batting order because the other people just want to hang out and drink or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me upset because you're putting our players' safety... because you want a grandstand, like Jared said. So the next time up, he decides that he's going to try for an inside the park home run.
Okay. What does this guy look like, by the way? I picture
it's like a 5 foot two, 20 something year old.
He's got a Napoleon
douchebag.
Hey, fun fact, French inches were longer than English inches. I learned that on that YouTube channel. So Napoleon was actually about 5'7". Not really short for the era.
Excellent.
So this guy, does he got, what kind of hair does he have?
I don't know.
Hair like yours?
He had a hat on.
Okay, calm down.
I don't know. See, I'm getting upset again. No, he was a dude that could leg out an inside the park home run.
So he's got speed.
Sure.
All right.
He'll leg it out.
It's all e-softball terms, Jared.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm
the
sure.
thing with a lot of these
glossary
guys.
You got to look at.
Leg out. Do not understand leg.
The thing with a lot of these guys is this is their like practice
the W
nights.
Key real fast. Is that how that works?
They play like on a real league on other nights.
Sure. So why are they doing? What are they doing in this league? Pick on the little
it's
kids?
Practice. It's whatever.
So they can go dominate the amateurs.
Yeah.
The amateurs.
So he's up again. He gets a hit to the outfield, he decides he's going to try to run home.
His little stubby 5'2" legs are just cruising.
So, he looks like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
I play first base.
I'm going to get some shots in on him. I don't know
so
the guy.
I'm
sounds like a jerk.
Running home to play catcher instead so he doesn't run into Sarah.
Yeah.
And he's going to get there before me. But we're approaching home plate at the same time.
You trip him.
And I don't want to just collide directly with him. So my hands are out because we're going to, bounce off each other, and I just decided to just shove him.
Give him a little something.
Yeah. And just to paint the picture completely for our audience, in a size comparison between you and this gentleman.
gentleman
I use the term
I was probably like 10 inches taller than him.
Yeah, right.
So you're playing a junior high team.
Yes.
You're probably a good 6 inches taller than
sure. My intentions,
that's a half a foot, half of American foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My intentions were not honorable, but they also weren't,
nefarious.
Whatever. Yeah. I was trying to brace both of us, and then I was like, fuck this guy.
You know, so it's like what they say in Pacific Rim, if you have a shot, take it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's also what they say in World War Z, movement is life.
So anyway.
We're quoting our summer movies.
Then we,
these movies that Adam
then we started jawing a little bit.
So what did he fall down, or you didn't push him over? Sort of
deflected
his trajectory.
He kind of went up in the air as we were getting closer.
He could be the same height as you.
Yeah. He wanted to look you in the eye when you slammed him.
Yeah,
he wanted to look you in the chin. That's how high he had to jump.
Wow, not much ups on that.
So then I don't know. I was playing for first base, like I said, and their dugout was on the first base side, so I could hear him
bad mouthing you.
He's like, you see that guy, like yelling a whole bunch, and I was like.
So you stopped, collaborated, and listened.
And guess what? He got up two more times, and guess what he didn't do any of those times the rest of the game?
Didn't try to foot it out, or whatever they say.
So you asserted some authority.
Yeah. Yes.
And you said, you shall not pass.
Yep.
You will not run into 75-pound women.
Yeah.
And be a jerk about it.
Do you have, an umpire there, someone who's calling this stuff? Do they ever interject and say, listen, you guys, you're beating the piss out of this team. Let's take it down a notch? Or is that not really their job?
No. And again, it's fine if we I think we've lost all but two games through the mercy rule.
Sure.
And it's fine. I have no problem with that happening.
You're sure to have fun.
The player safety angle.
Sure. Right.
Like the same game, one of our pitcher, she's a girl, and she got a line drive right back in her chest.
Ew.
And knocked the wind out of her. And the guy didn't apologize until we yelled at him enough, and then he was like, oh, sorry. It's like, it has nothing to do with, he was like, I don't know softball etiquette. You're
a
person.
It's human etiquette.
You hurt someone that had to be taken off the field.
And you've already established this is an E-level co-ed team. This isn't the fucking Major League Baseball. If you knock the wind out of someone, you apologize.
You're no Daryl Strawberry.
You're there to have fun. Nobody's taking home a gold trophy at the end of the night.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, really, I think that my anger was stemming from my inability to get past level 42 in Candy Crush Saga. So
so that's really what it comes down to.
I told him that, and he was like, I feel you, buddy.
Yeah. Well,
Well, that's something.
That's I like how Adam stands his ground.
So I keyed his car, and I took a dump in his back seat.
Oh, shit. Well, there goes my opinion of you.
Okay, let's wrap this up real quick, or let's get to the end story. Was Mandy there at this?
Yes, she was very upset with me.
Was she really mad at you?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't like,
she didn't, oh, my hero.
She'll look at you in starry eyes.
No.
She said, you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know who has guns. You don't know.
She's a modern woman, that one.
All that stuff. And I said, you're right, but it's not okay when people are,
bullies.
Putting other people in danger.
Would she have been happier if you had maybe just verbally accosted him instead of physically?
Probably.
Okay.
But that's not my nature. Mostly because my voice cracks when I get upset. Listen, sir, please stop.
Peter Brady.
Yeah.
Your mitts don't crack.
Right.
You sound like the teen in the Simpsons.
Every teen ever.
Excuse me, sir. All right.
I like it.
Adam, well, I'm saddened that there were no blows exchanged, sexual or physical, but so it goes. Mm-hmm. It's still a good story.
I like it. It's a whole new side of Adam.
I'll try to get in a real fight this coming week.
The physically dominating male. That's a new side of Adam we've never seen.
It's not
before.
New. I just don't share it with you guys.
That's true.
If I did share it, I'd beat you guys up, nerds.
You would definitely be a bottom in this relationship.
Just like, and with that, what's going on episode 143 of The Scope? We've got, we're doing a jam-packed Under the Scope. That means we're bringing you news and coming soon and all sorts of exciting funniness and seriousness, and maybe we'll figure out global warming while we're at it.
Ooh, so, tough challenge for 30 minutes.
And we've already covered 15, so we have really got to kick into high gear. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Scope right after this.
This is The Fump.
And I said, no, 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 I don't play them no more. Those Facebook games are really a bore. Don't ask again to play me words with friends or help you with your stupid farmland chore.
I'm Nathan. You can call me Predator. And I'm sorry I killed your friends. And I'm sorry I blew that I wind up. And I'm sorry I killed Carl Weathers.
I got boots and a hoo-hoo and nothing really better to do than me. With a buddy that takes batteries, I'll have to try and figure how to get inside a bra. It'll likely end up backwards and I'll rub my nay-nays wrong. So throw it in the trash and flaunt them in their big debut. I've got boobs.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. thefump.com. Funny.
Under the Scope. Hey, Scope Faithful. We're back with Under the Scope. Let's kick it off with news.
So
Adam,
we do news first?
Very hard to keep track of.
It actually has been a while.
Adam, the softball brawler, we're going to call you from now on. Right. You have got a collection of fast, late-breaking news stories.
He's even threw an audio clip in the bin.
No way.
I meant to say, hey, Jared, there's an audio clip in the bin.
I saw the notice. Just let me know when you
great
want
technology.
That to go.
So, Adam, if you would, dig into your news stories.
All right. So there was this past week, I guess more a little over a week ago, there was a plane crash, a big plane crash.
Yes, there was.
Which has barely been in the news.
Why has it not been in the news?
No white people died.
And there weren't a lot of fatalities.
Right, right.
Also, George Zimmerman, apparently, is the only thing people want to talk about.
Right.
Which I don't get. I don't get courtroom porn. It's not my thing. Sorry.
Did you guys see the knock-knock joke that the defense lawyer...
Yeah. Yes, it was so uncomfortable.
Terrible. What the fuck? All right, anyway.
Yeah. It's a murder case, guys.
So,
no time for levity.
Zero.
If you're going to do a joke, it's got to be like, a rabbi, a priest, and somebody walks into a bar. That's the very minimum you got to go at.
I would probably go with a dirty limerick, but got to know your room.
I'm going to steal this from the soup. A black guy, a Jewish guy, and a Puerto Rican guy walk into a bar. Oh, shoot. So you don't get it, but George Zimmerman is half Puerto Rican and half Jewish. And Trayvon Martin was black.
Yeah.
And there was
Adam has it exactly right.
All right. So anyway, this plane crashed and a few people died.
Yeah. Three. A third just died. So
yes.
I hope this is a great funny story.
So they have not we're going to get funny as we're going to build.
Okay.
So it is not they haven't released the names of everyone injured or dead yet. They're doing that, I guess, part of the investigation, part of the South Korean, maybe cultural things. Anyway, there was a news story on the, I think, CBS affiliate in San Francisco on Friday afternoon, where the news anchor read what she said were the names of the four pilots that were killed. And I'll just let the clip, it was a prank, it turns out, but I'll just let the clip speak for itself.
Do I play now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
Okay, whoever's approving these to go on air, if they get to the third one on the list and it's Holy Fuck, and if you read it, it says Holy Fuck.
Yeah.
How do you not go, wait a minute, maybe we should verify this one more time?
Wow. Yeah, I read the story. I didn't hear the audio clip. It changes the game. It's a game changer.
Right. Shane's reaction, just stunned laughter.
Yeah.
It's like you couldn't actually get it out, but you
were. I like
you
We Too Low or whatever. I think that one's my favorite one.
We Too Low. W-I space T-U space L-O.
Isn't there something like Bang Now or something?
Bang, yeah. Al Bang, I don't know.
Oh, terrible.
I know.
Is there more information?
Well, so KTVU apologized and they released a statement saying prior to air, the names were confirmed by an NTSB official in the agency's DC office.
Was that NTSB official named Baba Bui? I mean, for crying out loud.
Who's the prank caller?
Captain Jenks.
Captain Jenks. Was his name?
Well, I mean, he says military rank. They probably just assumed it was correct.
Yes, Captain.
despite that, I like that they are passing all the blame onto, you know, they're not accepting any of this. Despite the confirmation, KTVU realized the names that aired were not accurate and issued an apology later in the newscast. We sincerely regret the error and took immediate action to apologize, both in the newscast where the mistake occurred and as well on our website. So I thought that was... It's terrible. It's kind of a good prank, as far as pranks are concerned.
But so they said it came from an official who was an intern?
I don't know.
But I don't even know why that intern would say something like that. I mean, that's crazy.
They listen to the Jerky Boys a whole bunch?
They called the Jerky Boy.
I mean, were they just so anxious to get a breaking story out that they didn't? They just didn't do their due diligence,
right?
Is that what we're looking at here?
It's an Anchorman situation.
Our head's gonna roll.
I mean, it is poor reporting, obviously. But you know, at the same time, if you get a I can't even say it, a verification from a major a group that would know, you would think that okay. Maybe it's okay.
Nobody's named Holy Fuck. I'm sorry. It's so stupid, people.
Wouldn't it be funny if their names really were something like that, like Wing Too Low, and, you know, they just totally screwed it up? I don't know.
Good job, though, whoever pulled it off.
All right, something a little bit more levity-esque.
Levity-esque.
Thursday night, I'm sure you guys were busy either watching Twitter or Sharknado. Either one of you guys watch it?
We have it recorded, but we did not watch
it. I was watching something else, and then I tuned in to Twitter later on, and it was just an endless stream of Sharknado tweets.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. So
it's not like sci-fi hasn't done shows like this before.
Right.
Ice Spiders comes to mind immediately. That was good. That was a good one.
I'll talk about a couple of the
Onion's headline or something like that.
I do not have that.
It was something like, you know, Sharknado was great, but it's nothing compared to Tropical Storm Sasquatch.
Well, even though Twitter was
all abuzz
about it, not that many people watched it, it turned out. The sci-fi original movie delivered only 1.4 million viewers. It's lower than many of the previous sci-fi. Siffy? You call it sci-fi?
It's sci-fi.
All right.
Yeah.
Sci-fi. Why did they change the name there? Because they're dumb.
Because somebody in marketing thinks they know better.
Because you can't trademark sci-fi.
Ah.
That's why. That's absolutely why they did it.
That makes sense. You can trademark sci-fi channel. That's two more they syllables.
Just, it used to be Sci-Fi Channel.
I know. Yeah.
They just went Sci-Fi, and then that wasn't recognized.
Maybe they thought Y was going to be the next X, how X became, like, you know, the cool letter.
Instead, we just went with Millennials.
So, yeah, 1.4 million viewers. Compare that to 2010's Sharktopus, 2.5 million.
Yeah.
2011's Megapython versus Gatoroid, 2.4 million.
That's the failed sports drink, the Gatoroid.
and last year's Piranaconda.
Piranaconda? How did I miss that one?
With 1.8 million. It's even a bit below the far less buzzy Chupacabra versus the Alamo.
So how does Sharknado have the zeitgeist?
Poor Davy Crockett.
I don't know, Ian Ziering? Tara Reid is probably what did it, right?
I couldn't figure out why people were so fascinated by this one versus all the other ones. There was a lot of, like, you know, social media buzz leading up to it.
I might have an answer for that.
I blame Will Wheaton.
Sci-Fi points out the movie also skewed much younger than usual. Okay. Its 18 to 49 performance was up 29% from the movie average from earlier in the year.
There's really a lot of research in on this particular type of movie, isn't it? They've really got all the numbers figured out.
Well, I didn't see it, but I saw one clip where a shark is falling out of the sky and Ian Ziering jumps at it with a chainsaw, and then he's inside the shark, and they're not sure if he's going to survive, and then he cuts himself out with the chainsaw.
Is that how the movie ends? You spoil the whole thing?
I don't know. I just saw one clip.
And then he has a drink at the Peach Pit.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Tie it all together.
So anyway, so are we going to watch that movie?
We have it, so we may. I've seen some of these other movies, not in their entirety, but they are really, really bad. I mean, it's bad in every...
But intentionally so, right?
Yeah, but it's so bad that you can't... It's not even tongue-in-cheek bad. They're just terrible. They're terrible movies. So I don't know if it's something where the novelty of the name is going to overcome 2 hours of sitting there watching Ian Ziering's terrible acting and...
I hear Ian Ziering carries the whole thing. He does a good job.
Well, I read on the Hollywood Reporter, and this is true, that he said this might be his Tarantino moment. This might be like what Travolta did in Pulp Fiction. This might be the same thing for him. Mm. And he actually said he would love to see Tarantino come and direct the sequel to Sharknado.
He's also just talking,
I guess.
And people are listening for the first time in years. So
for the record, what Ian Ziering
have his moment.
What he's doing right now is he is guest dancer at Chippendales in Las Vegas for like 2 months.
Just so you know, his name is not Ian Ziering; it's Ian.
Ian, whatever.
Okay. Some 90210 fans, you
it
guys
is,
are.
You're right. It is Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering.
Well, we screwed that up.
Can we take it out in post, Jared?
Nope. It's there for posterity.
A strong eye.
Sorry.
Inserted.
You can
speaking of
write
inserted,
your sharply worded comments to comments at the scope show.
Yes, please do it. Adam, next story.
All right. You guys want... Here, let's do this one. So, abortion.
Uh-oh. I'm surprised you're going there.
You guys know about abortion, right?
I'm conceptually, yes.
So, there's been news in the past few weeks about this Texas bill to restrict access to abortions.
In Ohio and Wisconsin.
But specifically because a lady was standing for 13 hours. The Texas one has really caught the attention of everyone. And it passed their house yesterday. But
in their second special session, because screw the people who wanted to fight against it. We're just going to...
It was overshadowed, guys.
Oh,
by Tampon Gate.
I saw a lot of tweets on this.
Tampon Gates.
But I didn't really pay that much attention.
Yet another misappropriation of the gate suffix.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with.
There's no gate here,
right? So we're gonna ignore that part of it for a moment. So as folks, this is the story. Just I'm not using folks myself. As folks filed into the Capitol yesterday in anticipation of the Senate debate over the controversial abortion regulations measure House Bill 2, security was tight with extra Department of Public Safety troopers on hand. That seems logical and all, but what were they confiscating and searching for in handbags? Tampons.
Really?
Yes. So they confiscated tampons, feminine pads, and condoms. Word that women were having their feminine products confiscated before they could enter the Senate gallery to watch the debate hit the Twitterverse sphere thing like a lead shot of black powder, and people started using the hashtag Tampongate, and it got to like number 3 in the world.
If you could only merge that together with Sharknado, you've got yourself one hell of a sequel follow-up.
That's that, yeah. Tarantino might be on board for that.
Tarantino would definitely sign up.
Plenty of blood.
He'd say, Ian, I mean, Ian. dance for me, Magic Mike, and
so
then I will do this.
They say they started this because they were trying to confiscate things that could be thrown at officials by people watching.
Projectile tampons.
And the Department of Public Safety says they confiscated one jar suspected to contain urine, 18 jars suspected to contain feces. I thought that was an interesting ratio. One urine, 18 feces.
Could you imagine being the guy that's got to put those together?
I
don't want to be the guy putting my feces in the jar.
So let's just break it down. Over the course of an average day, does a human being create more feces or more urine?
In terms of volume.
We're talking volume here.
Well, I think it's got to be urine, right?
I don't know. How much Powerade are you drinking?
Yeah, Power.
How many times do you guys go? I guess I don't have any concept of how much I pee when I pee.
That Gatorade or whatever.
I got to think maybe if you just go pure volume comparisons, maybe it's less urine than feces. But it's not an 18-to-1 difference.
Right. Oh, this had to be multiple people.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they got these from. Also, three jars of paint.
Right. This whole group got together, ate a lot of carbonara, and then decided to just poop it all out into a jar.
Being the resident expert, Jared, how difficult is it to get your feces in a jar? Well, and are we talking like a baby food jar? I mean, you really got to be pinpoint accurate.
I don't know. Are there any specs? Is this the sort of thing where they just get like one of those frosting spatulas and just sort of just fill up jars?
Maybe a big mason jar, and then you could just sort of like cover everything.
And I gotta think you're gonna eat a lot of dairy because you want that to be kind of soft, don't you?
How hard is
maybe.
It to?
Eventually, it's gonna get hard or soft no matter what.
How hard is it to fit? Feces in a Jar is actually the name of Jared's puzzle book.
He's got a special puzzle book.
Yeah. I have a contract with Scholastic. We're going to get it in all the book fairs.
If I see that in the book catalog that Audrey gets, it better be in Spanish. That's all I'm saying.
Quick sidebar. Did you guys ever have those book fairs in elementary school? They came out with the big metal cabinets and you'd get your choose your own.
Jared, they
books.
Still have them.
Do they?
They still have them.
They have like the two-page Scholastic.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like an e-book fair now.
Yeah, right.
Just, you know, get it on their iPads.
No, they actually, they'll take over a room, at least at my daughter's
school. Room.
And you go in and it is like a mobile Barnes & Noble.
Wow. How many copies of Charlotte's Web are still being sold today?
I don't know.
Amazing. Back to the story.
Mobile Barnes and Noble. Come on, say that six times fast.
They might have to be mobile. They're failing business.
Right,
they're on the run from the creditors.
Go ahead, Adam.
So
it's
just
book fair time.
To add insult to injury,
I didn't think news was going to be punchy, but it's proven to be so.
They actually had they were allowing you to bring your concealed guns because it's Texas. But not only that, there was a special line for people that had concealed weapons, and it was shorter than the normal person line.
You know which projectile you can throw faster than bottled urine or
bullets?
Bullets.
Well, you can't throw them, but
be projected faster than anything.
Right. And you could carry your portable projector thing. Gun.
Wow.
I didn't know where I was on.
Back to the show.
All right. Let's see. So, Shane, you and I talked about this. We're going to switch stories here.
Wow.
We talked about this. You guys have anything else to add to the Texas House Bill 2?
I do. Go Longhorns.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Anything else?
No, I have nothing.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
A guy died this past week, and it was a real sad story. And I don't know if anyone that listens to this also listens to the Giant Bombcast or anything. But so Ryan Davis, who was a co-founder of Giant Bomb, it's a video game website. They kind of have their own Wikipedia-type database. And they had a really good podcast, way better than this one.
Doubtful.
called the Giant Bombcast. He died on July 3rd, so I guess a week ago. Just like 4 days after his wedding. He was only 34 years old.
I saw the story, but I don't really know. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
He was a guy. He started out, I don't know if he started, but he worked for GameSpot.
Yeah, that's where he worked first.
They were either fired or quit. I don't know.
He quit. So the other guy that started Giant Bomb with him, there was this controversy back in 2007 where Eidos... paid.
It's a video game maker.
Yes. Yeah. Eidos was doing, you know, sometimes you go to video game websites and like the whole, or even any website, the whole thing's like taken over by, you know, a new TV show or movie that's coming out. Eidos had been paying GameSpot for this game that was up and coming.
What game was it?
Not Army of Two. It was the two guys, though. They cuss a lot. Kane and Lynch.
Yeah.
And Jeff Gerstmann, the other guy, he didn't die, that eventually went on to form Giant Bomb, he gave it a low score. And there were all these rumors. Then he was subsequently fired a week and a half later. And there were all these rumors that they had asked him to change
adjust
his score,
yeah.
change his review, and he wouldn't do it. And after he was fired, then they had another review come out that had a slightly higher score. So
sure.
it was all real crappy.
It was dicey, yes. dicey stuff.
So Ryan eventually left GameSpot also and created Giant Bomb. And there were about four or five other people from GameSpot. GameStop and GameSpot really always messes me
yeah.
up.
It has a problem.
Yes. And
you've always loved Giant
yes,
Bomb
so,
because why? That's a funny, right? It's funny.
They do a 3-hour podcast a week, and it's probably an hour's worth of video games, and then just 2 hours of just talking about whatever.
Sure.
And I always thought Ryan had just a really good voice for whatever sort of medium it was going to be. You know, radio or podcasting or whatever the case is. On their, like, they did a lot of video content, so like they would do sketches, and they weren't really always even video game related. Like, he had a really good series called Tang, That Ain't No Game, where he would review, like, do a 10-minute review of movie adaptations of video games.
Okay.
And they were just always really good. They were just like, they were just fun and insightful, and then just listening to them. So I listened to that podcast since 2008, so 4.5 years.
Sure.
And yeah. that's a lot of content, you know, if it's about 3 hours a week.
It's not 6+ years, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's true. I've never listened to this podcast.
Our 20-minute shows feel like 3 hours, Jared. That's the difference.
Well, this 20-minute one is already 35 minutes.
Whoa!
So anyway, if you've never listened to any of those shows, like the whole internet, or I guess, I don't know, the video game internet, had clips and, you know, best ofs, favorite moments from either E3 or from the Penny Arcade Expo shows that they would do. So you can go out and find them pretty easily, and they're, everything's funny. It was kind of a nice, like, response from the internet. I think kind of shows how much of an impact he probably had on a lot of people, because it wasn't like there were almost no, like, people saying, like, you know, anything negative.
I've never seen anything bad. I mean, and I you know, I'm a big Harmonix, the video game company. You know, they do Rock Band and Dance Central. We're very good friends with the mm-hmm. Giant Bomb guys, and they actually do a podcast themselves every week, which they say they modeled on what Giant Bomb does, and they were especially devastated by the news. And it was, I mean, a lot of those guys just went to his wedding, so. Mm-hmm. So it was a surprise. Yeah, I don't know if anything ever came out about his health, but he was a bigger guy and he smoked and drank a lot. He probably wasn't the healthiest guy in the world. No. But when you're 34, you know, you still feel like you've got a number of years in you. So
yeah.
It was definitely sad. And the fact that he'd been married for 4 days definitely did not make it any happier of a story.
It sort of is a little bit of a gut punch when anyone who's younger than me dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. Even if I didn't know the guy or didn't know the context, it's still like, wow. Okay,
yeah.
That's not good. And it wasn't like a tragic, like, car accident or
right,
something. It was
right.
Just...
And it's like you listen to people telling stories about, you know, how, like, the last time anyone, you know, or, you know, the group saw him was at the wedding. So, like, they have this great memory of him. It's, you know, he was so happy and everything. But, like, that day in wherever they were in Napa Valley for the wedding, it was like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And, like, there are all these stories about just him, like, sweating profusely. And he was probably, I don't know, 350. I mean, he was a big guy.
He's a big guy.
So, like, you're just like, oh, no. Probably, like, a million warning signs. Like, if it like, you don't, they haven't said what it is, heat stroke or, you know, heart failure or whatever. No one knows. But, you know, that's the assumption, I think.
Sure.
So, it's kind of a bummer. But we're going to end.
I was going to say, we cannot end on a bummer, Jared.
We're going to end on not a bummer.
Quick, I have one more bummer.
Oh.
The Steam summer sale is going on, and I voted for XCOM to be the next community voted sale, and it did not go through.
Mm.
I cannot buy XCOM for $10 like I wanted to.
Jared, I may have an extra XCOM code.
Really?
So after...
For, like, free download?
No, what? Like...
How does this work?
I got
take,
it.
Take it offline, guys. Yeah. Come on.
All right.
Come on, take it offline.
I'll let you know.
I'm new to Steam, so I don't know how
it's a professional podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Well, it's breaking news. The Steam summer sale is going on.
Yeah, it is. A lot of good bargains. I bought Walking Dead for like $6 last night.
You'll like it.
Very excited.
So anyway, the good news, maybe it's not good news, I guess, depending on where you're coming from, but old Lizzie Hasselbeck won't be on The View anymore.
Nope.
She's left.
She's going to the home where all conservatives end up eventually.
She's taking over one of our own Jared.
Is she?
Gretchen Carlson.
Is she leaving?
She's going on to do
her own show. Yep.
Oh, boy. I'm sure that'll be great.
Yep. So Elizabeth Hasselbeck is leaving The View for Fox News. She's actually going to Fox and Friends, like Shane said, replacing Gretchen Carlson. It's okay. I'm gonna let it go. And she won't start till mid-September.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll all tune in.
Plenty of time for us to get our schedules in line so that we can watch live every morning.
Got to align it, Jared. We've got to align our schedules.
The View, which I'm sure we all watch on a daily basis, is going to be so different come a year from now, because not only will Elizabeth Hasselbeck have been gone, Barbara Walters is going to leave,
Joy
is going to leave.
Wow.
The only people left, the Black Ladies.
Oh, my goodness. It always comes back to race. So are you going to say who is top of the line to be a replacement? Okay.
Yes. So this
will be news to me because I don't follow The View gossip.
Potentially very bad. Jenny McCarthy, currently the leading person to replace Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I'm not sure that anyone thought Elizabeth Hasselbeck would be a great View contributor when she started. So
how quickly after Survivor did she start that? Was that like almost immediate? Because that's all she had done,
right?
No, I think
that she did. She did a few other newsy things there. I don't think it was right away.
Okay.
Because they had Lisa Ling, who they were trying to replace, and they had a bit of a search for her. And there was another...
Debbie Matenopoulos.
Yeah, so it was Debbie and then Lisa and then...
Elizabeth Hasselbeck is the one that stuck.
They did some Real World... Or Road Rules people in I can't remember what her name is, but she's married to Sean Duffy,
Rebecca something maybe.
I don't know if it's
I know who you're talking about.
But yeah, so it wasn't immediate. But yeah, she seemed to fit in well there. I don't even think she started off that political when she was first on there. I think that she was sort of a young voice and that stuff kind of developed over time.
Oh God, she's such an idiot.
I'm not a fan of Jenny McCarthy by any means. I find her disgusting.
Yes.
in a lot of ways. So. Yeah.
So
I don't know anything about her personal life.
All right. So here's the biggest thing: her views on vaccinations and autism aren't just stupid; they're actually dangerous. This is a Huffington Post, not Huffington Post. This is a Daily Beast article. Since 2007, McCarthy has been a vocal opponent of chemicals in vaccinations, credulously citing research and experiences with her autistic son as evidence, though it's been reported that he may not even have autism, but Landau-Kleffner syndrome.
He's probably just got a bad cold.
It's the case of the sniffles.
Yeah. She's promoted the idea that people are getting an outrageous number of vaccinations today compared to the 70s and 80s. According to the book Autism's False Prophets, Bad Science, Risky Medicine, and the Search for a Cure, the amount has only doubled from 7 to 14. McCarthy doesn't let science and facts get in her way, though. She has written 3 books about the subject. Louder Than Words, A Mother's Journey in Healing Autism. Anyway, so her 3 books. She's on record as saying, no, I don't have a degree in medicine. I have a degree from the University of Google. So
Google tells all.
Everything's pretty accurate good there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, her journey to her rekindling of her career, Jared. I mean, and they've talked about this in different places where she's been interviewed, you know. She was the wild party girl, and then all of a sudden she turned into this vaccination hater, and she parlayed an entire her career reblossom through that, through Oprah, where she was tied in with Oprah for a long time. And so Crazy Jenny wasn't around. Now it was Serious Jenny, and then after that sort of fizzled out, then she's back to Crazy Jenny again.
Yep.
And I've always felt like she used her – and I'm not – listen, you know, I think that mothers and – fathers and parents will do whatever they need to do for their children. I think I question the opportunistic nature of what she did to boost her career, and I'm sorry if people disagree with that, but it seemed to me like it was, you know, obviously someone she was trying to help her son, but at the same time it certainly gave her career a whole different trajectory than she had.
Yeah. And
the stuff she's saying, I believe, is wrong, and many, many, many doctors would disagree with her.
Right.
And a lot of stuff she says is disproven by science,
which
we can't believe science anymore, because if you really believe something hard enough, science doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, she says, my science is Evan, that's her son, and he's at home, that's my science.
Well, how many Nobel Prizes does he have?
Right. Evan's on his second, actually.
Is he peer-reviewed? So I don't think he's peer-reviewed.
And from what I've understood, he's doing much, much better. You know,
she cured him with the diet that she had. him on, because a diet cures autism. That's why people don't, or not people. That's why it's suspected he may not have ever had autism to begin with.
I'm sure, but if that's the case, then autism is gone everywhere now.
Right.
Because everyone's got him on the autism diet, which is a sensible snack at, you know, in between lunch and dinner, and leafy greens.
Right.
That'll take care of everything.
No carbs also.
No carbs.
It's the South Beach autism diet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's the same thing as global warming, right? It's the, it's the, you know, oh, but there's these 9 scientists that say that it's not real. It's like, yeah, but there's also the, you know, 5 million that say, but the 9
stand out. The autism vaccination thing is even dicier, because essentially I think it was popularized by one guy.
Right, who's since been
completely discredited.
Yeah.
And there have been many studies that have proven that there is no connection, at least that science has seen so far.
And this is part of the problem of our Google generation. If you just do searches on this stuff, you still get all of the old, now discredited news sources. But there's no, it's not like the discreditation has been grafted onto those. So, you know, people just kind of rediscover this information over and over and over and over again without realizing that, oh, no, this has actually been disproven, but you're reading old information. So...
But
I mean, you could type in Mark Hamill in nuclear war, and you find someone that could have a connection between those two things. And then, of course, it's on the internet, so it must be must be facts.
But it's important to know that you can look at the animated GIFs on websites, because if it's a dancing hamster, you know, oh, this is from the 90s.
There
it's like
go.
It's like carbon dating. It's like carbon dating for
exactly.
the internet.
Exactly.
Got it.
Last thing, real quick, Arrested Development might come back for one more season on Netflix.
Yep,
I haven't seen the latest.
Me either.
They're in discussions. That's it.
They've got if they do it, they've got to get more of the cast together for more episodes.
I agree.
I haven't seen them, but I hear that's the issue.
It's for someone who has seen it, it's sort of like disjointing for a few episodes, and then your brain sort of understands what's going on, and it's sort of fun for a few episodes, and then by the end you're kind of like, okay, maybe this isn't. I mean, they're revealing more stuff, but it's sort of like you just really want them all together in the same room, so. Yeah, that would be nice if they can work that out.
Very good. Well, Adam, terrific job on the news.
Hey, terrific job to you guys.
Thank you. You know,
thanks for keeping it brief.
For once, we put it together. Jared, after the news in Under the Scope, we usually do something called...
Going to the bathroom.
Going to the bathroom. Going to the bathroom. And then, coming soon. Adam?
Yep.
This is your show, baby.
Oh.
Run
now,
with it.
This really is an Adam-heavy show.
Now
run
we do
with
it. Coming
it.
Soon. All right. Music. This is there's some music coming out soon.
There's always music coming out soon.
The July 16th, the week of July 16th, the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
They're back.
Seriously?
With a fury.
New album.
I hate so much that the name of that band is what it is. It's always been gross to me.
What does that mean? Is that something to do with pie making?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's dads that are having sex with virgins.
Oh. Right.
Not good.
Chris Brown has an album coming out.
Can he just go away?
He's here, Jared. He's here to stay.
I don't like him.
Hey,
I don't like him.
Girls on Twitter tweet him that they want him to beat them up. So I don't think he's ever going away. Because
I don't
people
understand
are terrible.
Girls on Twitter. There are also girls on Twitter who support that Jokhar Tsarnaev guy, and I don't get that either. So
strange.
He blew people up. Oh, he's cute though. Go get a job.
Right. This is.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, yeah. Now I'm like that, too.
You are?
Now I am, yeah.
You have a lawn to yell at.
Someone spray-painted the
menorah on your garage door?
Wow. One of the street signs.
Wow.
Like,
it's like
a
Crystal
few blocks
all
away,
over again.
And I was really upset about it. In my neighborhood. It's going downhill already. And the Pet Shop Boys.
I haven't got our invite to the party, by the way.
They have not...
Pet Shop Boys? Got
some? Pet Shop Boys, electric. Movies.
West End Girls, Jared.
Turbo. It's an animated movie. I've seen it's a snail that goes very fast.
Super fast snails.
It's teaching kids bad things, though, I think, because it's basically drugged up.
Yeah. You get to drink a super potion drug, whatever, and then
it's
you'll
the
get
same
powers.
Thing that RG3 and Adrian Peterson drank to make their knees fixed.
Exactly.
Well...
The Conjuring, what's that? Do you know?
It's like a horror movie.
Oh, all right.
Woman moves into a possessed house and shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Trying to get passes.
R.I.P.D.
Yep.
Trying to get passes to that.
It's like Men in Black, but with...
That's just it. It's just like Men in Black.
Jeff
Bridges.
Really is.
But yeah, Jeff Bridges and what's his name?
Green Lantern. That's how I see him.
Yeah.
Green Lantern
They're
forever.
Dead, but they're cops and they have to like go kill ghosts or something because this world is for the living.
They ain't afraid of no ghosts.
And Red 2. which is the old people are, you know, the action heroes.
Indeed. It's a sequel to Red Dawn, I believe.
It's shortened.
It's a sequel to the remake of Red Dawn.
I have passes for that, and I probably won't go see it because I haven't seen the first one.
Red was nominated for a Golden Globe 3 years ago, whenever it came out.
Yeah.
It was good.
In the best comedy musical category.
It's the Golden Globes. Right. Don't take it seriously.
DVD and Blu-ray. We've got 42 mm-hmm. coming out.
Harrison Ford stars on that.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, is that not the Jackie Robinson movie?
That's the Jackie Robinson movie.
Oh, right. Okay. Harrison Ford's in the Jackie Robinson movie?
Yeah, he plays like the manager or the owner of the team.
Now, I know what this is, but because of the way you sent it, the tabs look all smushed together. It looks like it says...
Can you work on that formatting?
Evil Dead Matlock final season.
Oh! I want that show so bad.
Wow.
So bad.
I think we may need to work on that. Evil Dead and Matlock, the final season.
So this is the remake Evil Dead, right?
Yes, it is.
This is the more horror-centric, not quite as funny Evil Dead.
Did you see it, Jared?
I did not.
And you love Evil Dead.
I like it. I don't love
it. You love it, Jared.
He loves it. I like the classic series.
Video games.
Yep.
Loves it.
We've got Turbo Super Stunt Squad for every platform.
Yep.
What's the deal with that?
It's the movie tie-in
to
Turbo.
I thought it was strange that the Atari Jaguar got a version of this. Why
still,
is there?
Still for the Jaguar.
The Neo Geo.
Yeah.
The Intellivision even has...
I know.
And my...
PC Engine?
Bad pick of the week. What are we calling this?
Miss
of the week.
It's hit it or miss it.
Hit it or miss it.
My miss it
way to segue right into it.
Is... Yet another video game tie-in, man.
We need a sounder for this bit.
End of
Jared, quick.
End of the console generation is just not good. RIPD.
This whole pesky Grand Theft Auto 5 thing.
Well, that'll be it. So, great, we get to wait till September. RIPD, the game for 360 and PS3.
Because we don't want to be confused with the movie.
It's RIPD, the movie, colon, the game for Xbox 360. Movie tie-ins, almost never good, except for Cars 2. Had a good game.
Wow.
Was that some sort of GameSpot payoff that we're seeing there? You're getting paid off for that?
Maybe. My PayPal account is increasing as we speak. But I have no hope for this game. I watched a preview of it, and it's a terrible third-person, probably cover-based shooter.
Cover-based shooter. Yep. Sounds great.
Interesting. So terrible.
That's it. Everything that's coming soon.
All right, Jared. Coming soon is over.
Yeah.
So let's move on, shall we?
Under the scope.
Okay, Jared, this is your time to shine. Finally, monopolized by Adam for our very short 25-minute show.
It's the final segment of the show. This is where we read your comments. We've got a couple comments here.
I'm shocked.
I've actually got a couple comments that came in independently, but... Together, these two people are joined in matrimony.
Oh, wait.
In the beautiful southwestern United States. First, Adam writes in, the artist formerly known as Laszlo. He says, to my scope lovelies, or lovely scopes, you could probably omit the movie clips completely from your future scope reviews. Considering it is a review after seeing the film and the clips are redundant information based on Adam's summation, it's not necessary. Those that continue to listen have either seen it and suffer through the clips, or haven't seen it, don't care about the spoilers, and suffer through the clips. It's been that way for me almost every time over the years.
Wow.
Love, Adam.
How do I feel about that?
I don't know. I brought this up because I wanted to get your opinion on it.
I like how the clips bring a bit of professionalism to the show. I don't think that's the case.
But we do usually just laugh and talk over them, which I think is fun. Maybe we should pot them down. And just MST3K over them for 90 seconds.
Riff tracks. What do you think, Jared?
I mean, it's an audio show, so if we can just bring a little clip, maybe we should throw a conscious eye towards brevity. That might help. Maybe not. We don't need any 90-second things, but honestly, I mean, are you really suffering through that minute-long Man of Steel clip? I mean, I don't know.
Not as much as we
I don't want to discount your feelings, Adam. I feel like we could include the clip.
I think it also breaks up the monotony of us talking all the time.
Really?
Because it's very monotonous.
Yeah. But that's what people are listening for, is the monotony of us. Monotonous. They sure are.
I feel like we're in a box.
So I don't know. We'll re-examine it. I don't necessarily see that we'll just stop cold turkey, but
e-cigarettes.
We'll take your suggestion under advisement and maybe try to evolve the clip playing in some fashion. We'll see. we'll see.
What we'll do is we'll just have a completely random clip that doesn't...
You know, would that be better?
Like a goat yelling for its friend. Nah!
Nah! Nah!
This is a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay, so you just like you wanted, Adam, we'll just intersperse goats yelling into our show. Just like you asked. Our next comment comes from Anne. She has a few points she'd like to number off for us. Number one, I like the new format and enjoy having several scopes available to look forward to. I do not like that the podcast app on my blah 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 iPhone plays the newest one first, then goes backwards. It's a technical thing here. I don't necessarily understand why it does that. We're not doing anything weird with our feed.
I would guess that she can change it to ascending or descending by date, maybe.
I'm going to send a memo out to that podcasting app.
Sure. I just don't think there's any, I don't think there's anything we can do to change it. So, sorry, Anne.
Hey, you can be the change we believe in.
What are we? Are we your tech troubleshooting guide now? What's going on?
Yeah. Number two, if you do get Tony Partington back in to record more bumpers, it would be awesome to use his arrivederci and Audrey's adios in one closing statement. Plus maybe other forms of goodbye recorded by other worthy guests like Sparkles, Mandy, or the long-absent Molly. Molly hasn't been on in a while.
Good.
Wow.
I have to spend a weekend with her this upcoming week.
You spend a lot of time with that girl.
Too much.
So I'm not sure. I think a lot of our audio elements are going to be kind of redone. We wanted to do that before the format changed, but we didn't quite get to it. But it's in the plans, and we are definitely going to bring Tony back in.
Yes.
Shane says he has a lot of stuff for him to read.
I'd have so much. He could be here for days.
How many fart noises will we have in the new podcast format?
Many as needed.
Yes. Plus with the goats.
I want that goat. You got to get some goats, Jared.
Write that down or so. Remind me.
Goats
for the next cycle. Yeah, we should get Tony in the next month or two just to really, really get some new stuff going. Anyway, number three on the list, when Shane called Jared the cornerstone of the show, I imagine Jay cosplaying as Veronica Corningstone from Anchorman. Disturbing. Yeah, I don't know that I quite would fill out the dress the way that Christina Applegate does.
Well, I'm glad that you tried to do that today.
Well, I was inspired.
It looks
what can
good.
I say?
Looks good on you. Nice gams.
You're welcome. Hey, if you have a comment... Maybe you have an opinion on sound effects or on my cosplaying as Veronica Corningstone. You can write in at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can call the voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and on Tumblr. And this is the point of the show where I would normally say if you want to support the show, click on our Amazon link. But guess what? That
Fuck
shit
you.
Doesn't work anymore.
Because
Amazon hates Minnesota, yo.
Is there any way we could make money, Jared? Any other way?
There are donation links available on the website if you want to just donate some cash. You can also get into a recurring subscription model for $2 a month. That's up to you. Those links are on the website at thescopeshow.com.
Wow.
We can't just move it out of state?
Can we do it out of Arizona?
Cayman Islands?
I would have to move, or one of you would have to move and open a new account.
I got no problem with that.
All right.
Let's talk to Ann and Adam, since they're so vocal.
That is it for comments.
Wow. What a show. What a brief show, guys. What a brief show.
Just under an hour.
We love it. we've nailed that format, guys. We've got it all locked down.
Yep.
So, Adam, Jared.
Yes.
Let's
wrap
it up.
Must be nice being perfect.
I know. Guys, I appreciate all your effort for this
show.
Sorry
someone died, Shane.
Let's kick this out. Regular length show. Guys, Jared, Adam, myself, Shane. Thanks for listening. Scope Faithful. We'll be back in a week with another show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope Faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying...
Ah, your Scope Show.
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.